Kommen wir jetzt wieder in ein Land, das schon am Wort war sozusagen. Kommen wir nach Armenien. Menua Sogomonian. Er ist dort an der staatlichen Universität in Jerewan, akademischer Sekretär am Institut für Politikwissenschaft und internationale Beziehungen. Und in seinem Referat geht es jetzt um Regionalisierung. Regionalisierung als einen Weg zur Integration. Darf ich Sie bitten?
Thank you very much. I also, first of all, want to express my gratitude to both Syrian government and Gras University and other instances for organizing this wonderful conference. The issue that I want to address today is the perspective of regionalization in South Caucasus. And to put it into two words, regionalization is a process in the result of which a region of a mostly geographic character transfers into a region of geopolitical characters. If in the geographic region the societies share common history, common past, common destiny, and in a geopolitical region, the societies of the region shares a common economy, besides this, common economy, common political values, and common future. And that is why regionalization is a successful start point for people living in South Caucasus countries to share a common future, and that is why I say yes to regionalization in South Caucasus, as it is the most effective mechanism for provision of peace and prosperity in our turbulent region. South Caucasus is now a region only in geographic sense. The regionalization will obviously transfer this region into more than geographic one. In general, region is a group of a limited number of geographically neighbor and highly interconnected states. With geopolitical mean, region is a geopolitical zone, a group of countries that are, by definite set of reasons, interconnected to one another more than to other ones. Regionalization is the integration of territories of various states in a common union, and it is enforced either in the result of normal evolution or with political interference, or that is more probable with the use of both of them. Regionalization is determined with a number of factors, like challenges of globalization and the incentives to react it, the perspective of multipolarization of international system, and the practical steps leading to it, the necessity to create a system of protection of common interest, etc. Existence of geopolitical region assumes that the societies living in the very region with their historical political commonalities must enjoy high-level political and socio-economic interaction, and they must have similar comprehension of security challenges and threats, and must enjoy also a high level of social tolerance. In this regard, regionalization can be considered as a process aimed at enhancement of homogeneity of political, economic, and security spheres within the frames of a region. Economic aspect of this process includes the following phases: free trade zone, customs union, common market, economic union, and economic integration. The international experience of regionalization shows that economy is an important stimulus for formation and further development of partnership, because accumulation of economic cooperation experience contributes to development of partnership in other spheres, security, foreign policy, etc. In the aspects of politics, regionalization is characterized with democratization of political regimes of the region's countries on one hand, and with enhancement of high-level cooperation among them on the other. democratization of political regime is a necessary precondition for effective regionalization process. In the result, each of the regional countries prefers cooperation to unilateral actions. Those countries enhance high level of political self-identification, and thus the region step by step becomes a geopolitical organism. Today, South Caucasus has not geopolitical identity, self-identity, and this circumstance is a serious challenge for each regional country. There are a lot of obstacles on the way of regionalization of South Caucasus. These obstacles can be classified in two dimensions, intra-regional and extra-regional. Among intra-regional problems, following can be underlined. Interstate ethnic conflicts and contradictions, domestic ethnic problems, the comparative low level of economic development of regional countries, diverse attempts and qualities of democratization in the region, diverse geopolitical orientations of the regional countries, and their divergent positions on the perspective of United South Caucasus. Important extra-regional problems are the great number of external actors and their competition towards fostering of their positions in the region. And another problem is their politics, of these external actors, of using the region's inner problems to get their aims and to weaken their rivals' position. The study of the mentioned problems make it obvious why South Caucasian countries couldn't provide high level of regional stability and cooperation until now, despite the presence of a number of regional cooperation formats. If we speak about regionalization, we must bear in our mind three things that are very useful for the regionalization. One of them is the models of your regionalization, second is the format of regionalization, and the third is basic principles of the regionalization. One of the effective tools to overcome above mentioned problems could be close regional cooperation. In this regard, as I said, it will be important to concentrate on the model, format, and basic principles of regional cooperation. Sometimes European or Baltian examples are suggested as a model. In spite of their attractiveness and successfulness, there are a number of obstacles to localize these models in South Caucasus. For example, unlike the European case, first, South Caucasian countries have not common enemy that would make them to combine their efforts, like Europe had during the Cold War. The countries of the region have not one external powerful patron which would support their economic rehabilitation and would associate them within a military alliance, as the United States did for European countries formerly. On the contrary, each of regional countries is under patronage of different powers. Armenia enjoys Russian, Georgia American, and Azerbaijan Turkish patronage. If the very European countries influence the process of their integration, in South Caucasian case, the external actors rather than regional ones influence the regional processes. Moreover, the influence of these external actors is not aimed at association of regional countries. At least each external actor views the possible regional association only under its own control, and this becomes a new problem of competition among them. Yet another issue is the problem of the format of regionalization. That is to say, who should participate in the regionalization process? A number of formats has been put forward and now are continuing to be suggested. The first one of them was South Caucasian Regional Integration Format, which is known also as United States of Transcaucasus. This format includes Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia on one hand, and non-recognized or partly recognized countries, South Ossetia, Abkhazia, and Nagorno-Karabakh on the other. The second format was the concept of Caucasian home, with South Caucasus and Russia's North Caucasian regions. Yet another format was the format of 3+1 with participation of South Caucasian countries and Russia. And another format was 3+3, including the three South Caucasian states and the three neighbors, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. And there was another format, 3+3+2, that includes the participants of 3+3 and also in US and EU. The issue of basic principles of regionalization is also of advanced importance. In my opinion, one of the basic principles would be the one which will supposed to start regional cooperation in parallel with conflict resolution, in the result of which growing economic regionalization will ease the regulation of security problem. Secondly, the South Caucasian cooperation should be pragmatic, should be based on economic benefit. The very economic interests can interconnect the regional countries and can guarantee the firmness of regional framework. Thirdly, cross-border cooperation must become a mechanism of interconnection of states, which should be aimed at development of frontier communities. And also another... okay, but yes, I think that during the question and answers, I can express my views. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.